Today is May the 18th, 2021. I'm Jen Wyden with the Jeffersonville Township Public Library conducting interviews for Pandemic Perspectives. Jeffersonville residents recount their lives during the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. This project was made possible with a grant from the Indiana Genealogical Society. I'm here today with Sean Grant, Chief Fire Chief of Jeffersonville Fire Department. Sean, how long have you been with the fire department?
In August, I'll be here 25 years.
When did you become fire chief?
March of 2020.
So you started right as the pandemic was starting.
That was my first day when the pandemic started.
So you just walked into all kinds of interesting things.
I walked into the storm.
Do you remember what your first reaction was when you heard about the coronavirus, COVID-19?
Yes, I was looking at it on the national TV level, and at the time, I guess the administration was kind of making it was a lot of jokes going on about the pandemic, and I don't think this country really took it serious, but we kind of looked into it a little bit, and then my first day as chief was the day that we had to perform, and I'm going to say that this department has performed very, very efficiently, and these guys have really done a fantastic job dealing with the pandemic. We've never stopped dealing with our public, so these guys have done a fantastic job doing so.
So you knew that the pandemic would come to Indiana, like you had no doubt that it would get here eventually.
No, I can't say that. I just keep in mind I was going to be the new chief, and so I had a lot of things that I was thinking about, the operation of this department that I was thinking about, and a pandemic was the last thing that was on my mind.
So, right.
No, I had no idea.
Nobody expects a pandemic.
Yeah, I had no idea we were going to be dealing with something on such a large scale. So, but we've adapted, and we've done a really good job of dealing with it here in Jeffersonville.
So how quickly did the department adapt and change to protect the firefighters? Like, was it an immediate, like, we got to get things going? Or did you have to, like, stop and, like,
yes,
think about, like, what's the best way to proceed?
Yeah, we had to put in a different, our different SOPs in the way we operate here. We changed those at the time. The staff that I have here is, it's not me. It's the staff I have here are really, really, really good at what they do here. And I'm very lucky to have those guys. So we put in together an incident action plan, which lined out how we were going to function as a department during the pandemic. And we operated off of that incident action plan every day. And it consisted of from our running orders to our PPEs to from shutting down the firehouses from outside visitors to a whole host of things of that nature. And with that being in play, we really knocked it out of the park with very minimum exposures to COVID here.
That's good. So did you have any problems getting PPEs or enough of them for everybody?
No, keep in mind, we had some of that stuff already, but we got together here with the local health department and our city safety director did a phenomenal job of getting us PPE. We worked together with the police department in the beginning. As far as the masks go, we had masks. So, no, I think we've done really well with that, having the equipment. And kudos to the city of Jeffersonville for getting us the things that we needed to.
Yeah, they were definitely on top of everything from the beginning.
Yeah, to continue to provide the service that we do.
So what are some of the lessons you've learned from the pandemic? And when you carry some of those over once we get back to whatever our new normal is?
I don't know that we'll ever get back to normal.
Or what we perceive as normal. Right.
Yeah. Some lessons is that we are, we're risk managers here as firefighters, and we always try to prepare for what could happen. And as you see when you came here today, these guys are outside now preparing for mm-hmm. what could happen. So what did we learn from that? I think we're gonna take this lesson from the last couple this last year, and we're gonna build on it, and how we'll do so is in our training and in our day-to-day operation. Just change a little bit, just a little more cleanliness, a little more attention to our details and some of the things and how we deal with people. So sometimes you can get complacent in things mm-hmm. in this world, but
sometimes you need a pandemic to just shake things up.
Yes, and we've had that. So you can say we've been shaken up. So
is it safe to say in your disaster plans there was no pandemic in those plans, or have you always like had thoughts of like, oh, well, if something major happens, like a pandemic or something to do with people's health, that you had a plan?
I'm going to be honest with you. No, not to my knowledge that there was any in there. Not to say that there's not, but we put together our own incident action plan when this happened. So, and that's some of the things is that we will do going forward as for the Jeffersonville Fire Department is we will start preparing for those things. Because if it doesn't happen, you don't plan for it.
But right.
In certain things, we pre-plan for maybe a building to maybe catch on fire. We pre-planned for a trench rescue. We pre-planned for a
flooding and tornadoes.
Yeah, this was
the stuff that we normally get around here.
Exactly. So we never thought that this would ever happen, but it's going to be on our list of things that we pre-planned for.
Because now we know that anything is possible.
Yes, this stuff could come back. We never know.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just like to say, I appreciate the partnership we have with the Jeffersonville Public Library. I think it's been an awesome one. You've been a real big help to us.
Thank you.
I've
definitely enjoyed my time.
Yes.
Well, thank you for your time today.
I appreciate it. That was the scene.